Tyria seized the young mouse, lifting him clear of his target.
Enough! He's had enough! Do you want to kill him?
Brinty was still waving his staff at empty air, roaring.
Aye! I'll kill the scum, sure enough! Rotten murderer and torturer! He is not fit to stay alive!
Tyria squeezed Brinty hard.
Now stop that this instant!
The young mouse suddenly calmed down. He dropped his staff at the realisation of the wild way he had been behaving.
Sorry, mate. I must have got carried away.
Tribsy chuckled.
You'm certainly dead, sir, by Oaky, Miss Tyria. Come on, let's get a poor bird down.
Tyria relieved Giddy by holding the weight of the limp hawk. The young squirrel took his axe, clambered up into the tree and cut the rope at a single stroke. The otter maid lowered the bird gently to the ground, murmuring softly to it, even though it was unconscious.
There, there. Easy now. You're among friends. We'll get you back to Redwall Abbey. You'll be taken care of there, I promise.
Giddy bounded out of the tree, calling to Tribsy.
Come on, we'll get the cart to carry the big bird on.
Tyria stayed by the hawk's side.
Good idea, mate. Brinty, you keep an eye on that rat. He looks like their leader.
The young mouse strode over to Grofgut, issuing a harsh warning.
One move out to you, lard belly, and I'll break your skull.
Then he picked up Grofgut's sword and flung it into the stream as the rat gang chief lay there helplessly, glaring hatred at Brinty through his swollen eyes. When they returned with the cart, it took three of them to lift the big bird on. It lay limp atop of the wood cargo. Tribsy stroked its head.
Do we be still now, bird? Wim friends are come to help thee.
The bird's golden eyes opened for a brief moment before it passed out again. Tribsy patted it gently.
There now, a poor creature. You'm sleep well. Us'll watch over ye till you'm gets to a happy.
Tyria settled the bird more comfortably on the cart and went to Brinty. The young mouse was wielding his staff, standing guard over Grofgut. The otter maid nodded approvingly.
Well done, mate. I think you knocked all the fight out of that one.
She turned the rat over with a foot paw.
Listen carefully, vermin. We're not murderers like you. That's why you're still alive. But I warn you, stay out of Mossflower, or you won't get off so lightly next time.
Grofgut made as if to snarl, but Brinty jabbed him sharply.
Listen, scumface. If you ever cross my path again, I'll break your skull. Do I make myself clear?
The gang leader never answered. He lay there, his whole body one throbbing pulse of pain from the beating Brinty had given him. Then he spat contemptuously, still glaring at the young mouse. Brinty took a step forward, but Tyria pulled him away.
Come on, leave him. You've got to get the poor bird back to Redwall. I think that vermin's learned his lesson.
Grofgut watched them go. When they were safely out of earshot, he stared balefully at Brinty's back, muttering,
I won't forget you, Mercy. Oh, no. Next time we meet will be your dying day, but I'll make it nice and slow for you.